The group of five hunters left for the U.S. Forest Service's Saltchuk East cabin on Thursday, October 10th. That cabin is about 40 miles by boat from Petersburg in the northern end of Duncan Canal. Payne writes they left Petersburg early and got to the rapids around 11:30 that day. There was a 14.8-foot high tide just after noon. They waited for the tide for about another hour on board the Fish Hawk, Payne's 28-foot aluminum fishing boat. The Forest Service recommends at least a 14-foot high tide and going through the rocky rapids south of the cabin around the high slack. The rapids can be a dynamic and difficult place to navigate once the tide is flowing, even in good weather. Payne writes with the high tide, they started motoring in at 12:30 through the rapids on a navigational track line he's followed before. Still, they clipped the bottom and grounded on a rock. With the tide still coming in, they pumped up a Zodiac and started unloading gear. Unloading didn't help float the Fish Hawk, and the tide started to ebb. They knew it would be stuck until the next high. There was a slightly higher 14.9-foot high just after midnight Friday morning. Payne stayed on board the Fish Hawk with another friend and set an alarm for 11 o'clock that night to be up and ready to float off on the next high. Three others in the group went to the cabin. Payne didn't go to sleep because the wind was increasing that night. By 11 p.m., the wind was howling and the tide was rushing back in. According to Payne, Doug Larson, along with Charles King, who's known as Nick, came back out to the Fish Hawk in the 12-foot Forest Service skiff that's provided for cabin users. And he writes the two were coming to bring out a pizza they had made. Fighting wind and tide, they didn't get closer than 75 yards from the Fish Hawk. He writes, quote, they must have been there around 15 minutes before we saw them turn sideways and go towards the shore where it was darker and we couldn't see them. At this point, we heard a yell, but nothing else. We called out, but with wind and tide, they couldn't hear us or us hear them. We figured they had headed back to the cabin, unquote. The Fish Hawk floated free that night, and they got to the cabin but didn't see Larson or King. They started searching on the water and the shoreline in the storm in the middle of the night. Payne found the two men in the overturned skiff after hearing King yell around 1 in the morning. They had been in the water wearing waders and clinging to the skiff, which had an anchor that fell out and kept it from blowing ashore. Payne writes he tried pulling both of the men on board together but wasn't able to. He then pulled King on the Fish Hawk, put him in front of a heater, and went back looking for Larson but couldn't find him. A Coast Guard helicopter found Larson deceased that Friday. Payne writes that he was about 100 yards from the skiff. He wants people to know that the group wasn't out running around at 2 in the morning on that dark, stormy night. He also writes they lost a best friend and a great father, and he wants the focus to be on the Larson family. Larson was well known in the community for his years working at Coastal Cold Storage in Petersburg, processing and smoking fish. An account has been started at First Bank to help the family. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.